This podcast replay is brought to you by Pallet Rack City, specializing in knockdown and installations of your warehouse equipment. They also sell used forklifts and dock equipment, largest used rack inventory in South Florida. You want a great rack? Call Eddie right now, 305-887-9212, Pallet Rack City.
Some of the fans that were there, which again kind of shows the incredible ignorance that some people have. You know what I mean? That it has nothing to do with the military. It has nothing to do with disrespecting, you know, our troops or anything like that. It's about social injustice that they're fighting for. It's about a message that they're trying to send. And yet you still have the people that, you know, they want to spin it however they want to spin it. You know what I mean? And again, we've had this conversation a bunch of times. Most of you don't respect the flag the same way anyways. Okay? It's not like you're standing when you hear it at your house. You know? And plenty of people at the stadium are not respecting the flag either by your standards. When you're going to go take a leak, or you're going to go get a smoke, or you're talking, or you're on the phone, or any of that. So, Reggie Cannon had some choice words for the folks that were booing. Go ahead, Bill, can you play that soundbite from Reggie Cannon, my man? And folks can hear him rip into the fans that were, you don't have it there right now? Okay, all right. Well, let's do this. Let's take a break. Can you get us on in the other one already? No? Okay. All right. So anyway, Reggie pretty much ripped into the fans, and he also, the players, this is the interesting part, the players asked them not to play the national anthem while they were kneeling. It's interesting, Reggie wasn't only ripping the people that were, kneeling, right, in the process, but they were also, he was also ripping the people in Dallas for playing the national anthem while they were kneeling. You know what I mean? And so that's where this whole thing kind of takes a life of its own, because your fans aren't supporting you. You got a portion of your fans that don't understand still to this moment what's going on with social injustice and why the protest is going on. And then your team screws you over by actually playing the national anthem when the players requested that you don't play the national anthem in the park when they're kneeling, because they wanted to kneel and do the social injustice thing, but then play the national anthem. Why? We got them.
You got to try to do it for people to understand what they mean, and people support this cause. And we discussed with them, the team and the league, what we're going to do. And we got the fans, the players, and the home stadium.
It's interesting because Matthew Walker writes in, and the original unedited version of that song had lyrics that celebrated the deaths of slaves and black soldiers. As a black man, I can't respect that song or the dude that wrote it. And it's 100% right that that song was racist. And it's funny that the people that are saying, oh, you're disrespecting. Like, do you know anything about the song itself? I mean, the level of ignorance in this country is amazing. And really, a lot of times it comes from, it's the heart and soul of hate. It's really what it is. That's, to me, what it is. Because it gets to a point when if you don't see the injustice going on, and you're not willing to admit it, and you're not willing to support it, and you don't think that there needs to be a change, then you have to be racist. I mean, that's the only way. That's the only way. If you can't see the way people are mistreated now, and you can't see that we got to fight for it, and you think things are fine, I know. What can I tell you? I had a guy yesterday on Instagram was like, oh, I believe we've handled the virus perfectly. We're doing a great job. Even Trump's. You know, he just repeats whatever the guy says. That's all. You know, I sent him back hashtag Trump. You know, I'm not, I put hashtag stay Trump. That's my thing. I just put stay Trump. As I mean, if you're just going to be a tool and listen and not think for yourself and not actually watch what's going on, and especially the guy at the top is the most misinformed person, I mean, come on. You know, again, you know what's weird about politics? They're a lot like sports. Seriously. Like, 4 years ago, you can't get a Democrat to tell you that Hillary is a terrible candidate. Just like you can't get Republicans to tell you that Trump's a racist and he's terrible. You can't. You know, it's like you're a blind sports fan, right? And you're going to root for your team no matter what. And if you have a terrible candidate on whatever side of the platform you're on, and you're not willing to admit how terrible your candidate is, but you have to root for your side. What is that? It's not a sports team. It's about right or wrong. It's funny, man. Because 4 years ago, both candidates were terrible. Neither side won.